We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And actress Tara Reid and I are discussing my medium-sized hands. And Tara was just telling me that she thinks that they're pretty good size-wise.
I think his hands are great.
Yeah.
As long as they work.
Yeah.
Why not?
As long as they work. Can we have a round of applause for Tara Reid, please? So nice to have you here.
It's great to be here.
What do you think of the weather?
I got to admit, the weather is freezing.
Yeah.
I definitely did not come prepared for this.
You did not.
Yeah. Where did you, now, did you come from warm weather?
Yeah, I was first in Fort Lauderdale.
In Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, I was working there. And then we went to Nevis. Am I saying that right?
Nevis. Yeah, you went to Nevis.
Yeah.
So it was probably like 85 and perfect
there.
It was perfect. And now it's 5 degrees here.
Yeah, it's very cold.
In Massachusetts, yeah. Well, we've had you on before. We've had you on a bunch of times on the phone, but I don't think we've ever had you on
in person. Yeah,
this
is
cool.
What were you doing in Florida? What, were you doing a movie?
I was doing a movie in Detroit.
Yeah.
And then in Fort Lauderdale, I was doing a Comic-Con.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
How do you like doing those things?
They're fun. I mean, you meet great people. You get you get to meet your fans, which is awesome. And
they
all have different stories of how different movies affected their life.
Yeah. And, like Sharknado. Like
they love it.
They love it, right?
I never knew that this film was going to make such a cult following. I mean, people are obsessed with it. It's pretty crazy.
Well, amazing.
What did you think about the first, so you got that first script?
I got the first script and I read it out loud and I was like, there's no way. But it wasn't called Sharknado. It was called Dark Skies.
Dark Skies.
So I thought, okay, well, it's not going to be that bad. I'm like, on my IMDb, on my resume, I have a movie called Dark Skies. I'm like, no one's going to see it. I'll just take the money.
No big deal. I'll take the money.
Yeah, take the money and run.
Yeah.
And then 4 days into shooting it, they said, oh, by the way, we're changing the name of the movie, and we're calling it Sharknado. And I was like, no, you can't do that. I'm on the phone with the agents going, I cannot be in a movie called Sharknado. This is crazy, you know? And they're like, trust me, Tara, it's going to work. And the other co-star of mine, too, were like, no way, this is not what we signed on to. And they're like, it's going to work. So sure enough, I wasn't even in the country, and Sharknado came out. And I get these phone calls constantly, and they're like, can you believe what's happening? I'm like, what? What? Like, I think there's an earthquake in L.A. or something
Yeah,
tragic.
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, Sharknado, it's getting 1 million tweets per minute. And I'm like, what? Like, I completely thought I was getting punked. I'm like, how is this even possible? And then when I got on the plane to come back to L.A., the stewardess comes up to me and goes, oh, my God, I loved you in Sharknado. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Really?
No, I hear American
After
Pie
all I've
or
done?
Lebowski. And now I'm known for Sharknado, you know. And now we're shooting part 5. I mean, this franchise just keeps going. It's like the Energizer.
That's what I was going to say. How long do you think? I mean, how many are they going to do?
I have no idea. I mean, who thought we'd be
Cha-ching.
Doing 5? It's insane. There's obviously a lot of sharks that are going around in the sky, trying to kill us. You know?
Yeah.
And they happen to follow me around everywhere. So be careful, Boston.
Oh, we might have some here at Bach
Toyota.
There might be a Sharknado while you're in town.
It's definitely possible.
Now, can you guys, when you're negotiating, can you hold out, or do they just say, we don't need you for this one? Have you got to the point where you have to be, you are the Sharknado franchise?
Yeah, they definitely need me for it.
They need, okay, they absolutely need
me for it. They can't just cut it out. Yeah.
Danielle was talking about a movie that you were in earlier. What was it? What was it called?
Body Shots.
Body Shots.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it was a great film.
Do you remember it?
Of course.
Of course you do.
Of course you do.
Well, it's when did you start acting? How old were you when you started acting?
I did my first movie at 7 years old.
At seven?
Yeah.
What was that?
It was called The Return of Salem's Lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Did you film in Salem? No.
No, we actually shot that in Vermont.
In Vermont, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so you've been working a long time. Is it hard? Do you think it's hard when women say it's really hard to age in Hollywood, to get older in Hollywood, and to get roles. Do you feel that way, or do you not?
I mean, the roles aren't as much as they used to be. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's easier to do, like, young, like, American Pie movies or Cruel Intentions or Van Wilder, because it's, you know, but as you get older, the parts get less and get smaller, so the competition's harder. And just to say a working actor in general is, it's not the easiest job in the world, but yeah. I think I've done a pretty good job in it, and I love what I do.
You love it?
I love what I do.
You absolutely, absolutely love it.
I mean, I get to play like make believe. I get paid to play make believe. It's a pretty great job.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty good gig. We're here with the Marines. We're doing Toys for Tots. Are you? What do you do for Christmas? Where do you spend Christmas?
We always with my family. So yeah. When we were from New Jersey at first, we would spend it in New Jersey. But now they're out in Palm Springs, so we'll go to Palm Springs this year.
And
which doesn't feel like Christmas at all. Well, it's like palm trees everywhere.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's New Jersey and Palm Springs are completely different.
Like, I loved waking up and like being away Christmas. There was something about waking up and seeing the snow is amazing.
Yeah.
But waking up in Palm Springs, it's like 90 degrees. It just, even the Christmas music, it just doesn't work.
It doesn't work out there.
Well, there's nothing like tearing it up at Christmas in Hoboken. I got a bunch of buds from Hoboken. I spent
a pretty good town. Hoboken.
Hoboken's one of the greatest cities on the planet.
Jersey gets a bad rap.
They do. But,
I mean, it is called the Garden State. It's actually really pretty.
Yeah. I hear it.
Here's a text. Somebody loved you in Van Wilder. Obviously, yes. I mean, well, there was a good period of time where the American Pie movies, Van Wilder. I mean, those movies were probably great because they were just coming one after one.
One of my favorite ones of that genre was Josie and the Pussycats. I love that film as well.
I don't think I ever saw that. You ever see that, Danielle? Or no?
I did not.
You did not.
We had that at that time. We had Urban Legend. We had Cruel Intentions. We had The Big Lebowski, of course.
Big Lebowski. Yeah. That's Mike Shue's favorite movie.
That was a lot of fun.
That's a great, great movie. Great, great movie. How do you decide what movies you're going to do and not do? Like,
I really like to mix it up. I like comedy and I like drama. And, you know, I do the big studio films, but I also do a lot of the independent films, which you get a lot of, a lot of times those are the better scripts. You get to really put your teeth into something like that. And I find that you actually enjoy filming them better because you really get to know your crew and you learn about the film a lot more. When you're doing a huge studio film, you have 20 people that are doing your hair. The crew is so big. On an independent film, you have to learn to do a lot yourself. And I think it's a better way to be educated and to learn about the whole film processing.
When you read a script, do you just memorize it by piece, by scene, by like? So you're gonna shoot for 2 weeks. Do you memorize that 2 weeks? Then you memorize the next week, or you just rip a script over and over?
I mean, I read the whole script as a whole at first, so I know what the storyline's about. But we never shoot in order. So if I get the scenes that we're shooting, 5 scenes a day, it could be page 5, then it could be page 55, then it could be page 70, and then back to 3. So you memorize the scenes and the lines right before. So say you have to memorize 12 pages that day, but they're never in order. And then you go back. You're kind of all over the place, but you go per day.
We are broadcasting live from Bach Toyota, our Toys for Tots live broadcast, and we're talking with Sharknado 5-star Tara Reid. This texter wants to know if you will discuss the Jenny McCarthy fight.
It wasn't really a fight. when we went on the show, she was just trying to be like nasty. Had nothing to do with promoting the movie, and
she's a jealous person of everybody.
It just didn't make sense. We were here to talk about the film, and then she just started like saying crazy things to me and like really mean. Like it was just stupid.
I pity anybody that dates her. I think she's married again.
Well, I mean, it was good for her because she's been out of the press for so long. At least she got
she got noticed. Yeah, that's why she picked the fight with you and she got some press.
Isn't she married to Donnie Wahlberg?
Who's picking on Tara?
Yeah, and actually she got a lot of bad press for it. People really got pissed.
Yeah,
at her.
Yeah, because it was like so out of context.
It was so out of context; it didn't even make sense.
Yeah,
yeah. What you thought it was funny?
Yeah, that was like when was that? A few months ago. We played that audio or whatever. It was weird. Yeah.
The whole thing was weird. Yeah, you know? She was just like nasty. But whatever. We probably won't be doing her show again.
You're not going on that one again?
Probably not.
That won't be happening.
But I don't think anyone knows about our show anymore. I think no one even knew she had a radio show until I went on it. I mean, in a certain way, it was genius press for her because she became significant again.
Yes.
But in a bad way.
That's why she had to marry another rich dude.
Exactly.
But in a bad way. Now, how do you know our friend Paul Geary? Paul, come over here and say hello, will you, please? Paul, you got to come over here. Paul, by the way, can we have a round of applause for Paul Geary, please?
Yay! We love Paul.
Long time friend of this program. And we were talking with Sebastian Bach earlier, and he was talking about how he bought your car.
Is that right? Yes.
You're
a musician.
Do you remember that?
Come on, man.
Do you remember that? $10,000 he said he paid for your car? What's it? Do you remember that?
Well, it was 25 years ago. That's probably right.
It's probably about right. It was. And how do you guys know each other? Just from like Hollywood?
From Hollywood. We have a mutual friend, and at least a small town. Once you kind of know one person, you get to almost know everyone.
Were you ever in any music videos? Because you would have been perfect in an extreme video.
I was in one. JC Chazet. He was in NSYNC when he went single. I did one video for him as a favor.
Oh, Danielle.
You would have been awesome if you would have been standing between me and Cam Neely in the Wholehearted.
Absolutely.
Video.
Oh boy, that's the next video.
Wholehearted.
That's the next one, man.
The Wholehearted reboot.
She was four at the time.
Right.
They weren't casting any 5-year-olds, but whatever.
You got to give Cam. Well, no, I said now. If she was this age now, yeah. You got to give Cam credit. He rocked the video with his button shirt undone.
Yeah, he did. I'm still proud of that.
Yeah, he's my best buddy, so that's cool. Yeah.
All right, we're interviewing Lyndon Byers here at Up on Toyota.
Are we always?
Just in case you just tuned in, this is the Hillman Morning Show. I am just a part of the team.
Here's a texter who would like to know if you're on Snapchat.
We joined Snapchat. I really don't know how to work it. The only time we're on it is when I'm with my publicist and she just snaps something, but I have absolutely no clue how to work it.
Instagram? You do Instagram yourself.
I do Instagram myself and Twitter myself.
And Twitter yourself.
Yes.
And Twitter yourself. Now, what about, do you have, like, we see all these girls on Instagram, they have an Amazon gift list. Do you have an Amazon gift list?
No, I haven't done that yet. If I wanted to buy you something, would it be? I haven't put a list together.
You haven't put a list together?
I only did that when I was little and I wanted presents for my parents. I'm single now, so I really don't have anyone to.
Single now?
Yeah, so I don't really have a list I could give.
Now, is it hard for you? Is it hard for you to decide to date a guy? How does that work? Like, are you worried that somebody is after you for your fame?
And I mean, there's thoughts that I think anyone that has any kind of anything, there's thoughts that you have, you know, that people could be after something. But I mean, you got to just follow your heart and see where it takes you. It's not always down the best road, but hey.
I mean, there's some single Marines over here. Those guys.
Hey, you guys look good in the suit.
They look pretty good.
I'm not mad at that at all.
You're not. What kind of do you look for most in a man?
Do you have a type?
Does Tara Reid have a type?
Honestly, like as long as he makes me laugh and he's fun, I kind of like the Bonnie and Clyde kind of relationship. I want a partner in crime, and you know.
Well, you're out robbing convenience stores or something.
Yeah, you know, like we drive fast together. We do these things. We like to travel. You know, we're a little bit bad.
And I'm like a Friday night with ski masks.
Yeah, we don't do that part. I don't want to get in trouble.
Now, do you ever get invited? Like, did you ever get invited to go to that that rich guy who invites the hot smoke show chicks out? To that ball thing that he does. Yeah. You know that guy I'm talking about?
There's so many rich guys that have balls. I'm telling you, I think I've been to a lot of them.
I'm not talking about Ernie. I'm talking, Ernie,
I've never knew one of your balls.
No, there's a guy. Do you know, what's that guy's name,
Danielle?
I'm trying to think, because he invited you, like J-Lo, Mariah Carey.
I've been to the Playboy Mansion.
You've been to the Playboy Mansion. Have you swam in the grotto? Nude.
I've never on the ground. I'm too scared to go with that dirty water. I wouldn't trust that.
DNA soup of the grotto. You don't want
that. That would be dirty water. I'd be afraid what comes out of that one.
Did you ever date Pauly Shore?
No, never dated Pauly Shore.
Never dated Pauly Shore.
He'd make you laugh.
No, there's a rich guy who pays a female celebrity. To go and dance with him at this. It's like
Isn't
in
he like
Austria.
A Sultan or
it's,
something?
No, no, no. It's
I've
in,
never even heard of this.
it's like in Austria or somewhere along
those
lines.
Oh, Austria, yeah. I think Kim Kardashian did that.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Kim Kardashian did it.
Yeah, I've never been invited.
Now, listen, speaking of dating, Kanye may be available soon.
Oh, they broke up?
Well, she's going to debate over the holidays whether she's going to dump him or not.
Really? I didn't even know that.
Have you ever met Kanye?
Yeah.
What do you think of him?
He's really nice. I mean, he's an incredible performer.
Is he odd in person, though?
I only met him twice, but
yeah,
he seemed nice. I mean, some of his behavior is actually out of control, but yeah. What I've met with him, he seemed like a nice, normal guy.
We ought to put him and Jenny McCarthy together, and they could do a radio show. Can you imagine?
No kids. No kids.
What about the Kardashians? What do you?
I know them briefly. Like, last time I saw Kim was in at the Cannes Film Festival, going on a yacht. Like this hi,
what's up?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yacht to yacht.
Yeah, we were looking for her shoes because you can't wear the shoes on the boat.
Oh, right. Wow. She's wearing butt flops.
She only found one. Someone stole one shoe of hers.
She only found
that's
one shoe.
Bottom line, she was like hopping around in one shoe. I was like, oh, poor thing. Yeah, you might as well throw them at that point.
All right. Well, can we have a round of applause for Tara Reid? A texter wants me to ask about American Pie 5. What do they? Oh, they want to know if it's happening or did that happen?
No, it hasn't happened yet. But there's a lot of talks about it right now. It's supposedly it's in pre production, but
what would you guys all have kids and stuff?
The next one that they were talking about, if it happened, we'd all go on a cruise ship and something.
And sharks would attack? Would there be a
like, I don't think we'd make Sharknado with it, okay. But who knows? Pineado? American Pie, Sharknado.
You would do that, right? I mean,
why not? Yeah, why not? At this point, why not?
Why not? Why not?
Anything is possible.
Cut the check, man, right?
Why not?
Why not?
And they're fun. These movies are so much fun.
It's hurry up and wait. It's a long day.
And people really have, like, you know, like, it's become like such a culture thing. Like when it airs at night, people have Sharknado parties. Like they really do. Like everyone goes to the houses and watches them. They made drinking games out of shark. Like every time someone gets eaten by a shark, someone drinks. I mean, it's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Well, I think our producer Rev brought it up when, you know, we heard you might be coming on. You know, it's like Sharknado is what was Airplane before you were born. Like for the rest of time, people are going to stumble on, you know, Sharknado and go, oh my god, this is amazing, you got to see this, you know, just like Airplane. You know, you got 25 year olds that find Airplane and they're like, oh my jive turkey, what, you know, that you can say that, come on. So yeah, that's cool.
There's a texter that would like me to ask what your favorite dish is.
My favorite dish would be chicken piccata.
All right. Ooh, nailed it. She nailed it. Unlike, who is that? Demi Lovato.
Yes.
You ever hear that interview? They asked her what her favorite dish was, and she said she liked mugs. So you answered.
You got it
in the food category. Nice. Yes, you got it in the food category. All right. Well, round of applause for Tara Reid.
Amazing.
Thank you guys for letting me be here, and it's a great cause that Ernie's doing, Botch for Toys and Toys for Tots. I think it's a great, great thing. And, you know, the Marines, thank you for being here and all you fine people. It's a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.